We'll start first, announcements and recognitions last night.
There were three. First of all, we had next Monday, 5:15, there's a planning commission meeting. It's on volunteer annexation of a property in southeast McCook. Also, Mr. Snyder reminded us that on April the 28th, that's a Friday, starting at 7:30, we're going to do a tour of the city facilities. And the public is welcome. If you want to join us, please meet us at the Senior Center. I suppose you should let the city staff know that if you want to come, so we can make arrangements for transportation. But
or they may have to go ahead and drive their own vehicles. But we'll figure something out. I mean, we want people to come along. We think it's very eye opening. The last time we did this a couple of years ago, I think that we were able to kind of show people up close and personal what we do. And I think that it truly is, it opens eyes and gives you an idea kind of what our people do in each of our departments on a daily basis.
And then the third thing that Mr. Snyder mentioned was that we had received a CCFF loan, and we'll talk about that in a little bit later in the agenda.
Proclamations, had a couple of those as well.
Right. We did one Child Abuse Prevention Month. We did National Public Safety Telecommunicators Week. And then we did one Public Transfer Week. So there were three proclamations we did last night. And we want to thank all those people. You make McCook a great place to live.
And Barb and company were there last night for the Child Abuse Prevention Month.
Yep. Barb was there, and she had some stats and figures. I think that, if I remember correctly, she had mentioned, and people probably have zero idea that some of these things are going on, but just as far as the numbers of calls and intakes that we get during the course of a year, there are 375, in 2021, there are 375 reports that were made to Child Protective Services in southwest Nebraska. And that just goes to show you that even though you may not see it, these things are going on and they're real. And we need to make sure that we're aware and we do whatever we can to protect our kids.
Consent agenda, anything pulled for discussion? Had a lot of items there.
No, there was nothing pulled.
Nothing pulled at all. Everything went as planned.
Yes.
Regular agenda, received a request from Brian Radel to consider allowing sea containers in a highway commercial district and give direction to the staff.
Mr. Radel wasn't there, so we had questions for him, so we just tabled this, and then we'll bring this back at our April 17th meeting.
Receive and file a subaward agreement between the State of Nebraska Department of Economic Development and the City of McCook for the purpose of supporting a rural workforce housing land development project. I'm not going to read the whole thing. I'll just let you take it from there.
We were very fortunate. Last week, we were notified that we have received a grant, the workforce housing land development project in the amount of $1 million. We have 3 years to do this. Rich, there are two options. Number one is we can work with the owner of, this is St. Catherine's Hospital. We can work with her. We can use the $1 million to remove the asbestos and any other harmful chemicals that might be there. She cannot use it for construction, however, or if she decides not to continue to develop St. Catherine's, then the city of McCook could use that $1 million. We could purchase St. Catherine's ourselves, and then we could use the money to demolish St. Catherine's, and then we would put up the lots for sale, and we could develop it into housing for people to build houses on. So we have two options, but we're very fortunate. We got $1 million, and we have like 3 years to work on it. So it's a very time-consuming event. It's going to take some steps. People may say we'll get frustrated with this but there's certain steps we have to walk through to accomplish this.
And it all ties into the Rural Workforce Housing Grant Fund program. And there are certain obligations that are associated with this. If we were to go ahead and demolish St. Catherine's at some point in time, we would have to build Rural Workforce Housing Fund properties. We do have a relationship with the DED and the Rural Workforce Housing Program administrators. We do have some funds that would be available for that. We need to kind of work through our two options, like Gene had said, figure out which one is the more feasible of the two. And then once we figure out what that is, we just need to make sure that we've got a project committed by the expiration of that three-year period of time. The build-out does not necessarily have to occur in the 3 years, but everything's got to be committed by that point. And so we got a lot of things that we need to do between now and then. But, shoot, I never thought we were going to get $1 million for this project. We got some grant funds back in 2008 and 2009. And we had expended those on some nuisance abatement projects. We took down the old Romanoff building at the corner of B and Norris. We took down the recycling center over at South Street in 83. Over that time, we probably demoed probably around 30 to 40 properties. We really went after things pretty hard. But then the funding dried up. Had we gotten a little bit more notice on St. Catharines when it was being abandoned for apartment purposes, we could have put that money towards St. Catharines, and that's probably what we would have done, but we didn't know that, and it just kind of happened, you know, that the apartment complex was abandoned, and it's just sat there now for 12 to 13 years, and we haven't had really a great answer. It's very expensive to do a demo project or a rehab project. And so this was something that we really had on our radar since this past November, put a lot of time and effort into getting this thing. Jessica Bortner was the grant writer on this. She did a fantastic job. My staff did a fantastic job. There's a lot of work that goes into getting these grants, and they're very competitive. I think there is $20 million. Sorry, there's $10 million that were awarded, and I believe there were $20 million worth of requests. And so very competitive grant application, and we were fortunate to get it.
Update regarding the swimming pool and ballpark projects?
Okay, this is exciting news. We received a CCCFF loan.
Grant,
in the amount of $562,000. Now, what is the CCCFF? Is if you go to CHI Health Center in Omaha or Pinnacle in Lincoln or the Ralston Arena, you pay an extra tax, and that money is sent into put into a pool, and then cities outside the metropolitan and Nebraska can apply for a loan, and we applied for one and we received over $500,000, and then we can put this toward our pool construction. So that's exciting news. Also, Mr. Snyder informed the council last night that Andy Smith, who is the engineer for our project, in April is going to meet with the pool committee, and we're going to start looking at the pool construction, the different features. We're going to also try and establish a maximum price for the pool. We have set $6 million as the maximum. I'm sure with inflation now, we may have to change some of those, the features, maybe some of the things we wanted we can't have, you know, et cetera. And then also we have selected a contractor out of Topeka, Kansas. And we're going to probably, the second meeting in May, probably have a contract with the builder. And hopefully by June, we should be starting some work done, demolition of the pool in Kelly Park. And hopefully a year from now, we can have a new pool. So that was the update on the pool.
Good news.
Yeah, we're moving forward on it. Our hope is to get the bond ordinances in front of the council in May, so that way we've got funding available to begin the demo process. The nice thing is we do have some money, and again, the Masonic Temple Craft was generous enough to donate $250,000 with some conditions, and we'll follow those conditions. But we do have some upfront money to begin with. We'll get the bonds issued. We'll get that revenue in, so that way we can start our project. There are going to be two separate issues, just for clarification purposes. When we first started the process on the recreation bond, you know, the way that we read the statute, basically we thought we had 10 years to go ahead and repay that, but it's actually over the life of the bond. So we can go ahead and split it up into two issuances. It's not really going to change the amount that we're requesting through that 0.5% sales tax. But just because the swimming pool is ready to go now and everybody's wanting to have a pool in 2024, we've got to bring that project forward immediately. The ballpark's taking a little bit longer just because there are more people involved, more stakeholders involved, probably more pieces to the puzzle that need to be fit up to this point in time. And so we're going to have to go ahead and separate those two things out so that way we can accomplish our objectives. I'm excited to get that swimming pool going, and I know that parents of children that are young, they're extremely excited to have mm-hmm. that swimming pool going. So we're trying to phase everything in a way so that way we can get everything done in a time frame that everybody is comfortable with.
Everything. That was a good meeting last night for that. I mean, yeah. good news for the meeting last night.
Definitely so.
Had a brief presentation from city attorney regarding the Nebraska Open Meetings Act as to pertain to citizens' comments and agenda items.
The council has had some questions about the Open Meetings Act, and so our city attorney, Nathaniel Munchkin, just give us a brief overview of what we can and can't do in an Open Meetings Act. So we just kind of reviewed and established, so everybody would understand that, because we adopted 2 years ago, we eliminated the public comment section of our agenda. And so, and then like Darcy Rambley is new to the council, so he probably wasn't aware of exactly what was going on. So we just had some questions. And so Nathaniel just gave us an update on what can be done and can't be done in our meetings as a council.
Never hurts, does it?
I mean, it's always good to do continuing education. One of the things that Nate highlighted back in 2021, we were getting a lot of questions regarding COVID. Well, the council couldn't comment on that, and there are some people that had this misunderstanding that the city of McCook was the department that you went to for questions. None of us were doctors or nurses or medical professionals, but people would come in and they would ask for us to do certain things, and the council just had to sit there, because if they would have responded, then that would have become an agenda item, and it wasn't publicized as an agenda item, and so it could have been a violation of the Open Meeting Act. So what we decided was we're going to have everybody just turn in a form. If that form is something that the city of McCook personnel can't handle or that we can't address, then the council then can go ahead and hear that. But we've got some discretion on the personnel side to see if we can't help out any individual before we take it to the council. Sometimes you have to take it to the council, like last night. Brian Radel had requested the sea container in a business commercial district. Well, that would require a change of the ordinance. We can't do that. The council has to do that. But like Nate was saying the other day, there are certain things. If somebody has a pothole concern, you would just go to Kyle Potthoff or Tyler Kalinske and you would say, hey, here's my concern. You wouldn't go to the council. So we try to simplify things in that way. And we're not the only community that does that. We're actually following the lead of Kearney and Grand Island and Columbus and Lexington. They all do the same thing. So it's just a way for people to get on for things that are legitimate council items. And if there's something that we can do on our end to try to help, that's what we're going to do. And we've got qualified professionals in every single department that are always willing to help. I highlighted that last night. We've got great people, great staff. They've been at it for years and years and years. Let them help you, because they know what they're doing and they're more than happy to help. So it was I thought Nate did a great job. And I thought that anybody that was in the audience, I think that they probably had a better understanding of why we do what we do the way we do it.
Final, dealing with ordinance, this is the next item on the agenda. Final reading, I believe third and final reading for the water rates and sewer fees. Is that right?
Right. Pat Flubber has asked a 6% increase in both water and sewer, and this was the third and final reading, and we approved it. Pat also gave us an update last night on just in the time that we've been going through this, what's happened. For example, we have to get salt when we in the water treatment plant. It comes out of Utah. Well, they gave notice that they're going to raise the rate 6%. Valves and hydrants, the price has gone up 20% in the last 6 months. Mm-hmm. Injection well, $5,000. Cleaning water tanks out there is $12,000 over the budget. So I mean, it's things like this. So our 6%.
And these are all things that we got since the PFM financials were presented to the council. So we're constantly getting more and more and more updates from our vendors and whatnot, basically saying costs are going up. Mm-hmm. We're going to shove those cost increases back over to the city of McCook. So
people have to understand that water and sewer and trash are all what we call enterprise funds, which means the fees pay for the operation of these things. And we use no property taxes to pay for these things. And so if we want to continue to have these services, you're going to have to pay for them, unfortunately. You know, we have to haul our trash up to J-Bar J, which is in Perkins County, which is 110 miles away. That is a state mandate, which is unfunded, which means the state does not pay us to do that. So the citizens of McCook and their surrounding area have to help pay for the privilege, I guess, to haul our trash up to J-Bar J in Perkins County. So
things go up. Yeah, things go up, so costs go up.
Yeah. Unfortunately, they do. Unfortunately.
The other thing that Pat had mentioned last night that was important to note, we had just found that the SRF, the State Revolving Loan Fund, they had a big request that they're going to fund. We had some projects that we were going to fund through the SRF loan program. They will not be able to fund anything for a 2.5 year period of time. So we are looking, we're going to work with Chris Miller over at Miller and Associates to try to determine what may be available or some different financing sources that might be available for us, because there are some projects that we know that we need to do. It's not going to impact the agreement that we already have with the SRF people. That's already in place, intact. So the South Street water projects, the water project that's going to extend our main from the shop up to A Street, that's still a go. So everything that's already on the books, it's a go. But we were working on some wastewater loan items that we were wanting to try to work through. We're going to have to look at different sources. And then also, I know our media on the water treatment plant side, we're going to have to look at as well, too. And we're going to have to look at a different source of funding for that as well.
We're already to Council comments. Anything last night?
There was nothing.
But a lot of other discussion on everything else last night, though.
It was a good meeting.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a good meeting. You know,
we got a lot done.
Yeah, I think that there's just a lot of stuff to do right now, and it's kind of an exciting time. Just a lot of things that we need to continue to work on. You know, I'm very, very excited about the fact that we've got some state dollars coming back our direction. There's a lot of work that goes into those things. We're going to keep on trying to plug away, get more money back to McCook, hopefully offset some of the costs of some of the projects that we have going on. So that way it's not all going to be borne by the taxpayers. That's a good thing. So that on top of some of the other things that we have going on, we've got some stuff that's moving and shaking right now.
Next, a regular council meeting is coming up on the 17th.
Correct.
Any other meetings?
Planning Commission on Monday. And that's on a voluntary annexation. Again, moving and shaking. We've got some people that are wanting to do some things, and we're excited about that. So,
all right. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you.
City Manager Nate Schneider, thank you. Gene Wade, good to see you as well.
Thank you.